This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 2069. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, primarily shortwave. On this edition, recorded January 14th, Algeria, Canada, China, Colombia, Cyprus, Czechia, Ethiopia, France, Germany, India, Japan, Korea North and South, Malaysia, Netherlands, New Zealand, Peru, Romania, Sudan, Taiwan, Turkey, USA, Vanuatu, Venezuela, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer, filed under Algeria Non, quite a failure in frequency coordination. Between 19 and 20 UT, I'm hearing both Romania in Romanian and Algeria, mostly in Arabic via France, on 7375, at least when monitored via U20 in Holland. Each of them, however, has a second frequency without the mutual interference, 5990 for Romania and 7315 for Algeria. Many of the Canadian longwave beacons I've been hearing are rather high-powered, such as 1 kilowatt. But here's one listed as only 32 watts from Edmonton, Alberta, on 266 kilohertz, dash and XD, heard January 11th at 0651. The distance between Enid and Edmonton is 1,403 miles, so that works out to 43.8 miles per watt. Up on Asilomar State Beach, California, Ron Howard reports on the Chinese station on 6035 PBS Yunnan. But January 10th, he listened all the way from 0950 until 12 UT, when they had a new ID, Yunnan Radio International. He also checks that frequency, of course, for Bhutan, which has not been heard in a long time. Anyhow, Yunnan has a new schedule. There was an interval signal at first at 0950 of instrumental music, different from the one played on their other frequency, 7210. There were multi-language IDs, including English, at 10, 1030, 1043, and 1100. In English, they used to call themselves Shangri-La, but now it's just International. From 10 to 10:30, this included a DJ with a music program in Vietnamese, back to Chinese at 10:30. At 11 to 12, a children's program in Chinese. He says normally at 11:45, there would start the relay of FM 99 Shangri-La, but that is no longer to be heard, and there was no break for an ID at 11:30. Anyhow, this will kill any chance of hearing the much weaker Bhutan on 6035. The other Yunnan frequency, 7210, on January 10th, he heard coming on at 1040 UT, and it was playing the usual long loop interval signal of easy listening music until 1100, and different from the one played on 6035. More about the apparent Colombian on 4940, the New World Radio TV Handbook, as I mentioned last week, lists it twice, both times spelling it Montana without a tilde on the N. Now, Montana is an adjective meaning hilly or mountainous rather than mountain itself, the noun. So, Widget, in Italy, Johnny Serra has been trying to figure that out too. His monitoring, 4940, January 12th, between 0215 and 0242. He says he heard the word Montana, but he was not sure if it was part of an ID. In communication to the British DX Club, Alan Pennington explains, this is a project of Martin Stendahl of the former stations on 6010 and 5910, I point out. His Canadian charity, Colombia para Cristo, has partnered with Galcom International, who provide broadcasting equipment, and distributed free radio receivers, that is, fixed-tune receivers, including 100,000 solar-powered radios in hostile regions of Colombia. In one of Galcom's recent Impact Radio podcasts, Russell Stendahl was interviewed, and he said, "And now we have shortwave coverage of Venezuela, and these radios which we're going to be doing through Galcom will be shortwave." The website published in WRTH for the station, www.lamontanacolombia.com, is for the Colombian film La Montaña, written and directed by sisters Lisa and Alethea Stendahl, and not the radio station. Michel Frémy has news about the former high-power medium wave site on the island of Cyprus, although the Voice of America and SAWA installations have been dismantled. Our friend George Vassiliou, former technician at the Radio Monte Carlo Transmitting Center, tells us that the MC Dualia installations are still present. So there's always an open door if TWR wishes to rent the facilities by contacting the Cypriot Forest Service. It would take a quick decision because in the absence of a tenant, the destruction was to take place in the coming months. Radio Prague relays via WRMI have suddenly been expanded, not only in English and Spanish, but also in French, but not Czech, apparently, even though Radio Slovakia International has always had Slovak language broadcasts for their relays. On Sunday, January 10th, Richard Langley in New Brunswick was hearing Prague in English on 15770 at 21, and then French at 2130. Richard Lemke in Alberta has heard another new one, daily at 2330 UT on 5850 Radio Prague International. There are even more, such as a strip at 0430 UT daily on 9955, which has knocked out World of Radio on UT Mondays. The WRMI schedule grids have now been updated, and you can find them all at WRMI.net. Ethiopia Non, Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria, reported a frequency change for Oromia National Radio via Bulgaria from January 13th, 1630 to 1730 UT on Monday, Wednesday, and Saturday. It was first on 11985, then moved to 9555, and the latest frequency was to be 9835 in Afan and Oromo. I pointed out this would clash with Malaysia if it's on the air at that hour. In the British DX Club, however, Alan Pennington says when heard at the beginning of January, the broadcast suffered interference from co-channel Deutsche Welle, also in Amharic, for the first half hour into the same target area. When messaged on 2nd January, they replied, "Yes, DW started to transmit on this frequency at the end of December after we started using it. Now we are discussing the issue with DW. We hope it will be solved soon." Well, the solution apparently was to shift slightly. They've actually been using 9830 starting at 1630. On January 11th and also on the 12th and 13th, I discovered an unlisted DRM transmission centered on 5875. Between 2330 and midnight UT in French. It's from Radio France International, apparently normal programming, but the ID on remote DRM receivers says TDF, that is the Issoudun transmitter site. Then Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria discovered another unlisted one, 9905, between 15 and 1530. All this led to considerable speculation about what the purpose of these might be, such as from Alan Gale, suggesting maybe it's something to do with a round-the-world yacht race currently underway. But by January 14th, Michel Frémy in France apparently has the final answer. He says TDF performs irregular DM broadcast tests during January on 7405, 9900, 15285, 9905, and 5875, and he specifies the hours in local time. These are data broadcasts mainly for tests of the DRM cast system for ships. The programs are broadcast by Issoudun. The emissions were not recorded in HFCC. Regular RFI broadcasts continue 24 hours a day on 3965 from Issoudun with 10 kilowatts omnidirectional, and that is in DRM. Well, I should give the times for the others here converted to 24-hour UT, 13 to 17 on 7405. 12 to 15 on 9900, 1430 to 1530 on 15285, 1505 to 1530 on 9905, and 23 to 24 on 5875, although it seems to be starting much later than 23, like 2330. Terry Cogan forwards news about the upcoming broadcast of Texas Radio Shortwave via Channel 292 in Germany on Saturday, January 16th. There will be different versions of the best songs we played in 2020, at 09 UT on 6070 and at 18 on 3955. A special EQSL available for correct detailed reports to texasradiosw@gmail.com. On January 9th, Joe's Jacob in DX India says, more All India radio stations leave shortwave. It's ta-ta and bye-bye to these stations, 250-kilowatt transmitter in Aligarh, 250-kilowatt in Panaji, Goa, and 100-kilowatt in Chennai. However, Ivo Ivanov says he heard All India Radio with English News Bulletin on shortwave January 8th at 11:30 UT for 10 minutes. It's after the Urdu transmission from 0830 via 100 kilowatts from Delhi on 9949.8. That is, English News at 11:30 to 11:40. He had a good signal via remotes in Russia. Manuel Mendez in Spain also heard English News from AIR via Kashmir 4950, January 12th at 17:30 until off at 17:39. On January 8th, Joe's Jacob reported some good news. AIR has started clearing QSL cards for old reports, which were kept pending due to COVID-19 issues. He says, today I got two QSLs by post for my old reports from Director, Spectrum Manager, and Synergy, AIR Directorate General, New Delhi. And I hope others will also be getting replies soon. In fact, here is a report of one from Rich D'Angelo, Pennsylvania, in the NASA flash sheet, 9445. AIR Bengaluru verified an email report to spectrum-manager@AIR.org with a full data picture postcard in 401 days. My QSL card was held up because of the coronavirus, the card being filled out March 13th before a 9-month mail embargo started. Mail now appears to be once again flowing between India and the USA. Dr. Hans-Jürg Biener in Germany comments, for me, the QSL policy of All India Radio has always been a mystery. Although I received a small number of QSL cards in about 50 years of listening, I can never figure out why I received a QSL and why, in more cases, not. At one time, I thought AIR would only QSL reports on European frequencies destined for me, but unfortunately, these were often unavailable or unusable, so that I more often reported on the African frequencies. More recently, I reported as a registered listener via the AIR homepage, but finally, I think reception reports are QSL'd when and if a person takes the time to fill out a QSL. As time and energy for this tedious work is understandably limited, receiving a QSL from AIR is a kind of lottery. Given the excitement I felt in the 70s and 80s when receiving and verifying distant stations, this lottery is a reminder of years gone by. Dr. Walt Salmoneau has been DXing again from his remote location on Haida Gwaii Island, British Columbia, including this report about low-power Japanese stations. There are multiple locations called MARTIS in the X-band, but there's also another frequency, 2017.5. They broadcast in English. Sometimes there are two or three stations at a time, powers in the range of 50 watts or even 10 watts, according to some listings. The transmissions are every quarter hour at 15, 30, 45, and 0. Roman Pankov in Sofia, Bulgaria says, already for 1 year, NHK World Radio Japan is transmitting news in English in all shortwave broadcasts, except Japanese, on Saturdays and Sundays between 2 and 9 minutes from the beginning of the program, confirmed for the transmissions in Russian, Bengali, French, Hindi, and others. And Ruman says, Glenn, hope you are well. Sometimes in the night, I'm listening to your True DX program via WRMI 7780. The media magazine you monitor with your mind, World of Radio, 2069. Also bringing you the non-commercial website, worldofradio.com. Our thanks this week for voluntary financial support from Brandon Jordan in Tennessee, who sent a contribution via PayPal to WORADIO at yahoo.com. He says, thanks for all you do for us shortwave DXers. One may also contribute by money order or check in U.S. dollars on a U.S. bank to Glenn Hauser, P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK, 73702. Perhaps by now, Seabreeze will have resumed English broadcasts on Thursdays only, but Ron Howard reports the last Thursday in December and the first in January, after 13 UT on 6145, they were in Japanese. Hiroshi says it was the reading of poems, an annual event. That frequency is not being jammed, but 6135 again has super jamming from North Korea, January 7th and 8th, after 1218. There is no reason for them to be jamming this frequency. It is not a move from 6045, which is also still jammed. But the jamming on 6135 blocks Madagascar. However, by January 11th, the 6135 jamming was gone again, when he checked all the frequencies for the clandestines from South to North Korea. Once again, another week with no change for VOP, so I'll not go through them again, but all the frequencies were changed for VOH. Checked at 1034, 3985, 4890, 5995, 6255, 6350, and 9105. Still parked on the edge of the ham band, 7200, Reinhard reports National Unity Radio via Taiwan for North Korea. January 11th at 11:43 with a brief language lesson with the pop song ABC by the Jackson 5, Never Mind, I'm Sorry. Reinhard also reports on the two remaining shortwave frequencies from Malaysia, 9835, January 7th at 1318 to 1334. Distinctive station slogan in English, Sarawak FM, this station is now the ultimate power in the universe, they say. They went off the air at 1401, exactly the same time the other frequency went off, 11665, which had been carrying YFM on Thursday, January 7th, with non-stop Islamic chanting from 1335 to 1357, time pips on the hour starting news, but cut off the air, and still with long-standing poor audio of a crackling sound. On January 12th, he checked them again, since Malaysia was in a state of emergency, the suspension of parliament and state legislative assemblies due to the spread of COVID-19, but both of them did not have any unusual programming, just the usual format with news segments. At 0855, with fair reception, but still terrible audio on 11665. Richard Lemke in Alberta forwards a reply he got from Eric Van Villigen of the mighty KBC. Hi, Richard, you are right. It was a computer voice for the last broadcast. Before I left the company on December 30th, I was not sure if I would stay negative after the guy had corona. We were all tested negative during the first test. So I recorded a show just in case I had something on the transmitter server. This weekend, there is no KBC on shortwave, meaning UT January 17th. We hope to be back on the 24th. It's going okay. It's looking positive. Stay safe and we'll see you on the 24th. That is midnight to 02 UT Sunday on 5960. Ivo Ivanov reports yet another frequency or schedule change from Radio New Zealand Pacific from January 7th. 11725 is back on the air between 06 and 08 UT instead of 13840, and 11725 continues for another 2 hours until 1000. In BCDX, Dr. Hans-Jörg Wiener reviews Peruvian shortwave activity in 2020 and perhaps continuing this year. He's mixed in with replies from Mauno Ritola. 4810 Radio Logos is back in operation, heard since October in Peru and Latin America, but elsewhere very strong Stanag on 4812, probably Martinique, makes reception difficult. Question is Radio San Antonio operating at least irregularly on 4940? And then there's Radio Tawan Tinsuyo in Cusco, as reported last week, reactivated on 6174, heard by Fontanelle Aragao in Bolivia, January 6th at 2321. I've checked for it a few times on that off-frequency, but have yet to hear even a carrier. Manuel Mendez in Spain reports, Sudan, the voice of Africa, on 9505. In French from 1645, La Voix de l'Afrique, and at 1716 into English, as the voice of Africa. Thank you for listening with news and comments. Taiwan Non Freedom Synergy Radio still running on WRMI 5800. Between 03 and 04 UT at least, on UT January 12th and 13th, instead of World of Radio UT Tuesday at 03:30. Something's always erroneous at Emerler. The Voice of Turkey, 5960, UT Sunday, January 10th, stayed on the air past midnight, colliding with the mighty KBC's weekly broadcast via Germany. Turkey was in German for the midnight UT hour and was still on for most of the 01 UT hour in Portuguese, neither of which is supposed to be on any shortwave frequency at those times. Walt Samanov in BC heard U.S. Coast Guard Norfolk, Virginia Marine Weather on a strange frequency, 4205.815, December 29th from 0442 until out at 0457. Was it a punch-up error, or why were they there? It was a computerized male voice, of course. Lots of press this week about the Voice of America situation. I barely have time to mention, but all of which is accessible via the World of Radio IO group. In the NASA Journal, Kim Elliott wrote about the background of new VOA director Robert Riley, pointing out that, according to his published works, he is anti-gay and anti-Muslim, which is beyond the fringes of contemporary American sensibilities. For a broader audience, Kim Elliott also wrote in TheHill.com, January 6th, under this title, U.S. International Broadcasting, The Demolition of Credibility. Via Mike Cooper, David Folkenflik of NPR wrote on January 8th, Voice of America CEO accused of fraud, misuse of office, all in 1 week. The Attorney General of D.C. has accused U.S. Agency for Global Media CEO Michael Pack of illegally funneling more than $4 million to his private documentary company through a not-for-profit that he also controls. And Mike Cooper, Paul Fari, and the Washington Post writes, January 8th, VOA employees protest order to broadcast Pompeo's speech, calling it propaganda. And then on January 12th in the Washington Post, VOA reassigns a reporter who asked Pompeo questions. We were wondering what would happen to BBG Watch or USAGM Watch, run by Ted Lippian since he got appointed to head RFERL. Now we have the answer via Mike Cooper. The website says it is being suspended, ending its publication to avoid possible conflicts of interest. I'm not sure whether what they've already published will still be accessible. And there are several other versions of the same stories about the same topic in other publications. I frequently have to mention that VOA relay exchanges with the Vatican amount to violation of separation of church and state. Others try to justify this, so let me explain my position. I declare that separation of church and state should apply everywhere to every government and every religion. Can relays open the U.S. government to charges of favoritism toward one particular religion? If the Catholics get to do this, why not Brother Scare via Greenville and so on? Shudder. Government should avoid religious entanglements. So I am reminded that what I say is apparently not obvious to everyone. In addition to the WRMI changes mentioned earlier affecting World Radio, note that our first broadcast, UT Friday at 0130, at least as of last week, was on 5850 and 7780. And there is an additional broadcast on 9955 on the schedule Saturday at 2230 UT. Those in Europe who would like to hear World of Radio via WRN on satellite, in the British TX Club, Andrew Powell reported there's been a change of schedule or frequency for the Saturday 17 UT broadcast. The Eutelsat Hotbird frequency has changed. It's now on this transponder, 11.623 gigahertz, vertical, symbol rate 27500, FEC 3 slant 4, service ID 10734. Also via British DX Club, a one-time special on WRMI from KMTS. According to WRMI's FB page, January 13th, it's for radio experiments, interval signals, and country music from the Kearsarge Mountain Transmission Service, KMTS, where every show is unique and radio connects us all. It's UT Sunday, January 17th at 0100 on 7780. And by the way, I find that Mount Kearsarge is in New Hampshire. What's going on at WTWW on January 12th, but not the 13th? I heard their night frequency staying on the air all day, 5830 and 5085. WRNO New Orleans had been missing for several weeks, last heard on 7505, October 27th, but was finally being heard again around 0330 UT, January 9th and 13th, but with a poor signal here. Via Dennis Gibson, IRCA, Paul McLean reports in Radio World, January 12th, that a Tampa area station is the first to go all digital AM since FCC changed its rules. It's the one on 1470 WMGG with a Spanish format. but it's known by its FM identity, apparently, 96.1 FM Caliente. Mike Cooper forwards a report from jdsupra.com January 7th. The FCC has issued a public notice announcing the 2021 opening of a filing window for applications for licenses for new non-commercial FM stations between 89.1 and 91.9 FM. Surely they mean starting at 88.1. This is a rare opportunity to obtain FM broadcast licenses, which many educational institutions utilize as a core part of their curriculum. The process is expected to be competitive, so those planning to apply should be ready to go whenever the filing window opens. The dates have not been announced, but it's the first time in 10 years. We can only hope this will lead to more truly secular non-commercial broadcasting rather than gospel hucksters which have infested the non-commercial band. Dio Vanuatu and its harmonics had been missing for several weeks, but Manuel Mendez in Spain was hearing 3945 again via a remote in New Zealand, January 13th at 0703. Also heard direct in Brazil, but very weak, by Lucio Otavio Brobovich at 0812. Thanks to Manuel's tip, also heard by Ron Howard in California, on January 13th from TuneIn at 0745 till off at 1114. And he was also able to hear the third harmonic, 11835, after 0800, but it was unusable until 0800, when it improved. I had traces of that, as well as the second harmonic, 7890. And via remote in Australia, Manuel Mendes was hearing 3945 coming on the air for their morning transmission, January 13th at 1843. At this time, they're not exclusively on 3945 and its harmonics. Via Ron Howard, Brian Clark in New Zealand was hearing them on 7260, January 14th at midnight 58. Checked earlier at 2100, they had disappeared from 11835, and there were no harmonics heard from 7260. Ron Howard says on January 14th, he heard 7260 going off at 0559, and at 0600, 11835 was on the air. Manuel Mendez in Spain heard from Radio Onda Corta Venezuela, formerly on 6906, that they were planning to come back on 6200 and 7375. This confirmed the first one being heard via the remote in Bonaire, January 14th at 1404, 6199.98, with pop songs in English. In IRCA, Jim Renfrew says, "By not explicitly mentioning DXing, how did you explain the following to your dates? For reasons I can't explain, I am often up until dawn. I am frequently late for dinner, or sometimes forget dinner entirely. Please don't get between me and the mailbox. I have no idea why I was sent a copy of Mao's Red Book directly from Peking. I have no female friends. That wire from the porch to the tree is for drying socks. The preset buttons on the car radio that, when pushed, tune to nothing, that's how it came from the factory. Yes, I do have a strange obsession listening to the national anthems of Latin American countries. Arise, ye prisoners of starvation." Jim Renfrew says, "I hope you had some answers." The propagation outlook from SWPC Boulder, issued January 11th. Geomagnetic field expected to reach active levels on January 17th to 20th and February 1st and 2nd, due to recurrent coronal hole high-speed stream influences. ANK indices peaking at 10 and 4. Solar flux peaking at 78 between January 18th and 27th. And that's World of Radio 2069. Glenn Hauser here, hoping you found it informative, and will make a point of hearing me again next week, when I conclude with a standard disclaimer.